Hello, this is David from Citizen Relay here talking to Jackie at the Prince's Trust around the launch of the Community Empowerment and Renewal Bill by the Scottish Government. Hi Jackie, if you want to tell me a little bit about what you do with the Prince's Trust.
Okay, basically my role here is to run a personal development course for 16 to 25 year olds from all diverse backgrounds, so whether that be the young people who have been in care, leaving care, ex-offender, homelessness. Basically, we look to get these young people involved in working in the community and basically make a contribution of lasting impact on themselves and the community as well. So by doing that, the young people are faced by different challenges, whether that be they take on team challenges, community projects, fundraising, work placements and residentials. Most of our young people are deemed socially excluded as well. So basically, that they're all maybe that they've not done so well in school. So we work in partnership also with Annie's Land College, and we look to get these young people the qualifications needed to obviously help take them into a job, further education, training or voluntary work.
So that seems to fit very well with the focus of today's session, which is the launch of the Community Empowerment and Renewal Bill. Young people have just been speaking to Derek Mackay, the Minister.
Uh-huh.
What sort of things were they talking about? What was Derek interested in?
They were interested in basically why they joined the Prince's Trust. So a few of them were obviously saying that they've joined it just to gain basically new skills being their communication, their confidence, their motivation, or simply it could be just to put a bit of structure back into their life, having something to get up in the morning, 10 till 4. It is a full-time course here. So it's just that sometimes for people it is maybe the personal skills. Other people it could be it's just a bit of structure back into their life again.
What could the government do, I guess, to support the kind of activities that you do more? Is there something they could do that would actually enhance what you're able to do with the Prince's Trust here in Maryhill?
Probably sustainable funding. If I'm being honest, just to obviously, as you know, a lot of basically to run one team here, it's maybe about £5,000 per team. Most of our young people were getting through the European Social Fund, but again, we could spend, let's say, £5,000, we only get maybe 40% of that back. So we're obviously having to continuously fundraise all the time to keep the running of the programme going. And to be quite honest with you, in terms of fundraising here with these teams, the young people do really, really well with that.
And where do the young people go when they complete the programme?
Young people will either go on to further training, whether that be with Prince's Trust Head Office, Fairbridge, and there's another project called Tigers. So it's kind of employability programmes. Other ones will probably get into jobs or, again, maybe just continue with some voluntary work that they've maybe done during their work placement while on team. Other people might just get back to what they were doing before. But most of them, I'd say probably about 80% of the team go into a positive destination.
The Citizen Relay project covers the torch really as it travels around Scotland, getting citizen reporters to report on the stories from their local areas.
Uh-huh.
What are you going to be doing for the torch really as it comes through Glasgow and maybe the Maryhill area?
Right, basically me personally, obviously you know I'm going. but as for team, we're actually not involved in it at all at the moment, but it is something that I would have really liked to get involved in with team if I'd knew quite a lot more about it. So obviously, I wouldn't have passed up the opportunity. If it was something that myself and the team could be involved in and helped in any way, we would have been really up for that. Obviously, because the current team here at Maryhill, we're actually celebrating our 21st birthday this year. So, basically, we were the first established Prince's Trust project in the Maryhill area, and we're the longest running still as well, and the only community-based one. So it would have been good for us as a community to be involved in something like that.
So would there not have been any connection, contact from anyone to try and get your young people involved in doing something?
We've not had any at all.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks very much for your time, Jackie.
Thank you.